यस्य सर्वे समारंभाः काम संकल्प वर्जिताः ज्ञान अग्नि दग्ध कर्माणं तम आहुः पंडितं बुधाः. Now this perception that action as inaction and inaction as action behind it, you cannot have it except through knowledge. Merely by doing action, you won't understand this. There has to be the dimension of knowledge. Therefore, if you really want to be one who is one with the divine worker, then you must have the perception and the knowledge. This is how the karma yoga of the Gita is a synthesis of karma and jnana. Mere karma, mere performance of actions does not make you karma yogi in the sense of the Bhagavad Gita. Take for example, there is a view that karma yoga consists of doing a duty. Duty for duty's sake and not to care for the consequences. It's a very simple formula which is presented to us very often, that Bhagavad Gita teaches you that you should do your duty. Now, doing mere duty is not karma yoga in the sense of the Bhagavad Gita, because when you do duty, you are engaged in action. But to see inaction behind it, that is not in performance of duty. Therefore, anybody who says that Bhagavad Gita teaches you do your duty is a very misleading presentation of the Bhagavad Gita. As a first formulation, as a superficial statement, you can allow it. But fundamentally, Bhagavad Gita's karma yoga is not merely doing for duty's sake. Until you arrive at a realization that behind action, there is inaction. When you rise to that level of Brahmic consciousness, where there is complete immobility, and how do you know the immobility? Not by mere doing action. There has to be dimension of knowledge. It is by knowledge consciousness that you become immobile. And it's a very special thing about knowledge. If you ask the question, what is knowledge? Knowledge is fundamentally a perception of silence, of immobility, by becoming immobile. You cannot know immobility unless you become yourself immobile. To attain to immobility with immobility, that is jnana. But that is not karma yoga as yet. To know immobility by immobile consciousness and to know that mobility rises from it, that is karma yoga. That is why now Sri Krishna speaks of jnana-agni, dakta-karmanam. This is the reason why the fourth chapter is entitled jnana-yoga. It is actually, the half of the chapter is only about karma. But now comes the jnana and reconciles the two things. Without karma, jnana-yoga is incomplete. Without jnana yoga, karma yoga is incomplete. It is by the combination of the two that basically you attain to the highest level of karma yoga and jnana yoga. So now he says, yasya sarve samarambhaha kama sankalpa vijavarjitaha jnana agni dagdha karmanam tam ahuhu panditam buddhaha. Who are the real realizers? Who are the real karma yogins? Yasya sarve samarambhaha varjitaha. Whose whole initiative is exhausted. Kama sankalpa varjitaha. They have no kamana at all. All sankalpa is gone. Whose action is dagdha, is burnt away by jnanagni, by the fire of knowledge. These two sentences, these two verses, 18 and 19, may be regarded as the key sentences, key verses of the Bhagavad Gita. Now comes only the elucidation of this, which we can go through rapidly. Tyaktva karmaphalasangam nitratripto nirashrayah karmani abhipravrittah api neva kinchit karoti yah. A divine worker, like the divine himself, he is karmani abhipravrittah, he is entirely engaged in action, na eva kinchit karoti yah saha, and yet he does no action. Constantly engaged in action, and yet he does no action. Why? Because nitya triptaha, he is completely contented. There is no sankalpa, there is no desire that now I do this or I should do that. All is finished. He is completely immobile. Tyaktva karma phala asangam, he has given up all the attachment to the fruits of action. And yet he does all actions. And even while doing actions, he knows he does no action. Nirashihi yata chitam.